Nearly 2 weeks after flooding displaced hundreds of Fond du Lac residents, Governor Tony Evers will tour flood-damaged areas of the city of Fond du Lac this morning. The governor will meet with local officials at the Fond du Lac Fire Station on South Main Street. About an hour from now, we're going to talk with the Assistant Chief of EMS with Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, Todd Jenkward, coming up on the next segment of the show. House Democrats pressing the Justice Department to provide the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, even as Republicans gleefully called for them to move on from the Russia investigation. The full House voted earlier this month to release the full report. And Congressman Glenn Grothman, Republican from the 6th Congressional District, supports that move. He'll join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. We'll get his reaction to the Mueller report that found no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. The Fond du Lac City Council will discuss an ordinance regarding electronic cigarette vaping devices. Sandy Bernier with the Fond du Lac County Public Health Office will join us on the final segment of the show. The U.S. Supreme Court is returning to arguments over whether the political task of redistricting can be overly partisan. The cases at the high court today mark the second time in consecutive terms, the justices will see if they can set limits on drawing districts for partisan gain, or the court could rule that federal judges should not referee disputes over districts designed to benefit one political party. Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin joins us on the first segment of the show. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, Greg. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure having you on the program. The court, wasn't it last year, essentially punted on the Wisconsin case and also the same Maryland congressional district that's up for consideration today. Today it's Maryland and North Carolina?
That's correct. And there's a sense this time that the court will not punt, that they will make some kind of determination one way or the other about whether or not partisan gerrymandering is constitutional or it's not. And the Wisconsin case from last year was sent back to the federal court panel here in Wisconsin. That will be argued in June, but it may be that the cases that the U.S. Supreme Court is considering today and will issue a decision on in June could settle the matter, depending on the sweep of the decision. And, you know, there's some mystery about how this is going to turn out. The North Carolina case was a Republican gerrymander of Democrats, and the Maryland case a Democratic gerrymander of Republicans. It could easily have been Wisconsin, where the Republicans gerrymandered the Democrats, and Illinois, where the Democrats have long gerrymandered Republicans. Not a partisan issue. It's an issue of whether or not people have the right to be heard through their votes that matter. And there's so many legislative and congressional races across the country where their votes really don't matter because the outcome is predetermined. And that's really what this case is all about, these two cases before the Supreme Court today.
All right. Partisan gerrymandering, as you mentioned, these two cases, I mean, they go on both political parties, but has the problem of partisan gerrymandering become more acute in the last 20 years with the technological advances that we've seen during that time period? Did partisan gerrymandering exist the way it exists today back in the 1970s and 80s when we didn't have computers?
There was gerrymandering that occurred in many states, but it wasn't to the extent that we have now. And one of the reasons is, just as you've suggested, there's such sophistication now with the software that can be used that you can you can divide, you know, neighborhoods. You can divide, make divisions between actual houses and neighborhoods to pack people of one political party into one district and crack those in another district. And it's become a science. There's, you know, there's people that do nothing but spend their time in front of computers devising partisan maps to help one political party or the other. And that was certainly one of the problems in the Wisconsin case. And all of that was uncovered during the trial. And it was shown here in Wisconsin that the people that drew the maps that favored Republicans chose the most partisan map that they could conceivably come up with using all that sophisticated computer software. And as a result, we see almost no change, even though elections, even though the total number of people vote in 2018 voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidates for the legislature, the Republicans still hold you know, a large 63% of the seats in the Wisconsin legislature. So it's even though they receive, you know, less than 50% of the vote. So it's the sophistication, but it's also the polarization and the increased bitterness between political parties. And of course that leads to the bitterness that we see in state government as well as at the federal level. And by the way, this is not an issue that the American people, either Republicans or Democrats, they don't support partisan gerrymandering. Everybody wants their vote to matter. So there's huge popular support to change this. There's overwhelming support in Wisconsin to do it. And in Wisconsin, you know, we'll see what the United States Supreme Court says, but we're still pressing ahead with a redistricting reform here in Wisconsin, and Governor Evers has actually put it in the state budget for consideration so that it'll get a public airing all during the month of April all over the state. It's not an issue that's going to go away, but hopefully we'll have some determination by June in the United States Supreme Court, and this time the Chief Justice, John Roberts, is considered to be the swing. He will be the decider, the ultimate decider about what happens.
All right. So what is the key aspect of this that the U.S. Supreme Court is looking at in both of these cases? Is it the outcome or the process of the gerrymandering?
It's both, actually, and that's important because, if in the case of North Carolina, there was actually a member of the state legislature who made the outlandish statement saying that the only reason that we don't have more Republicans in the congressional delegation is because we couldn't figure out a way to get more Republicans. So that's why we're doing it this way. We think we've made the maximum number of Republican seats, and that same calculation goes by the Democrats and in the states that they control. So the question is whether or not you are deliberately trying to make the votes of certain one political party or the other mean less than the others by preordaining the outcome of the election, rigging the election, as it were. And that's unconstitutional, or the argument is that that's unconstitutional because it doesn't give your vote the same weight that it may give someone who's voting for the other party. And so that's what it's going to turn on, whether or not this partisan gerrymandering makes it unconstitutional, whether it provides equal protection under the law. That's the 14th Amendment to citizens of the United States. And it's an important question because, as you said at the outset, this used to be an issue that was decided behind closed doors by politicians. But the public has weighed in heavily over the last 20 years as they've seen these partisan lines become drawn less and less fairly. And so it's now a constitutional question and a matter of whether your vote is counted properly. So that's, you know, that's what's at stake. These are huge, significant issues, and the outcome, the decision that will be made in June, will have tremendous repercussions across the country But again, overwhelmingly public support. And usually issues like this, whether it's civil rights or voting rights or women's suffrage, they take 20 years to germinate and finally be corrected. And I have a positive feeling that something good may happen this year at the United States Supreme Court. If not, we'll certainly keep fighting.
All right. Will the outcome of these cases have an impact on Wisconsin?
They could if the United States Supreme Court were to decide that partisan gerrymandering is unconstitutional, then that would have repercussions all across the country, and then there would be the Wisconsin case could come to the surface, but there would be probably. The maps all over the country would be unconstitutional, and we may have new maps for 2020. That's one possibility. At the other end of the other extreme, the court says no, partisan gerrymandering is fine. Then that doesn't mean that Wisconsin still couldn't enact their own nonpartisan redistricting reform. It just means that that wouldn't happen in 2020. That would have to wait until the 2021. Redistricting process, and we'd have to see what would happen there. But absolutely, what they're deciding in June will have repercussions in Wisconsin and all over the nation.
Is your biggest fear that there are again procedural ways that the justices could avoid ruling again?
I don't think they would have taken these two cases after. They did not make a decision on one of the cases, the Maryland case and Wisconsin's case last year. It makes no sense that they would take another redistricting case or two more cases unless I think they were willing to press forward and make a decision. So I do think that there's going to be a determination one way or the other in June. And we'll see if the scope of the decision, again, if it's wide and it's wide-ranging and it could affect congressional and state legislative districts all over the nation. Obviously, I would hope that would be the case in an affirmative way. But again, if the court decides the other way, then the battle continues, and we continue here in Wisconsin to press forward with a system based on what Iowa does, which is a nonpartisan legislative agency that draws the maps, and then the legislature then votes up or down on those maps. That would be a vast improvement over what we have now. And Wisconsin citizens agree in overwhelming numbers, both Republicans and Democrats.
Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.